In simple awareness, essential awareness, there is nothing to push back against and nothing to pull forward. Whatever frames of reference appear, all these frames of reference are without support or underlying basis of their own. Just like a flower cannot grow in the sky, points of view are never made into anything. They have no basis or support of their own. And so to simply remain as we are without deliberately focusing on anything in particular in order for it to be that way, and without pushing away anything or pulling, all is simply as it is. No matter what appears, its label, whether it's a label that's mental or emotional or to do with sensory phenomena or other experiential phenomena, whatever these labels are, they have no push or pull. A label of sky is a label of sky. No matter where the vantage of sky rolls around, there's nothing but sky. There's never anything other than sky in sky. And so awareness is likened to sky. Now, when we think about what love is or what the heart of life is, as long as we're pushing away anything or pulling it towards us, we'll never, ever have the limitless realization of love, the instinctive recognition of love in life. We will never have that. The basic state of everything, just as it is inseparable from precious life itself. And so to try to retreat into any corner of life in order for there to be love just in that one corner is like sky trying to retreat into a part of sky in order for it to make it sky. So you see, give up all effort. Give up all effort whatsoever to change any appearance. Even if we think we're really good at changing appearances, so that we can fashion some kind of well-being, in the end, it will all be for naught. Everything whatsoever that we've ever tried to shed or change, like our personality or our individual identity or whatever we might want to call it. Everything we've ever tried to pull back from or push into is sky-like. Sky-like awareness that is equal to truly real love. And so this is what we really see. We see that from within every appearance, no matter its label, there is the shine of awareness. Now, at first, this may be oh so subtle. It may seem like only a glimpse. And if that's the way it is for you, then that's just the way it is. Yet in that glimpse, you know something that is so real, so very, 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 very real about yourself. If you glimpse it only once and then return to power driving appearances in order to try to shape them into a particular form, if you glimpse it only once in your entire lifetime, then upon your death, you will be completely at ease. This is how convincing and authoritative the nature of reality is. And so you see, what better than to enjoy the easy death of every single appearance as your own nature? Completely mutually interpenetrating, pervasive, all good, all wonderful, all at ease, exactly as it is what it means to be aware, to even subtly believe that there is some kind of label that needs to be changed, modified, refined, analyzed. Is to lose track, completely lose track of what's right here. Not a single thing can possibly be frightening in its own right. The fearlessness of awareness is such that nothing that appears is filled with fright. Rather, it's filled with fearless awareness. Even if fear itself appears in a sheer gut-wrenching form, its nature is absolute awareness. Its nature is fearless awareness and nothing else. This complete unity of everything just as it is what love is. And so awareness, to talk about awareness is not a mental construct. Awareness is not some kind of mental relief to flee to. Awareness fully expressed in a human life is shining in all appearances. Shining true love in all appearances, true connection, true intimacy, true embrace of everything as it is. And sometimes this is called compassion. Compassion is ever present. Compassion is ever present, shining within all appearances, always compassion shining from within all appearances. Compassion, not something to be cultivated or developed, always shining, forever bright within everything, no matter what it is. This is truly real compassion. Synonymous with love, synonymous with awareness, synonymous with the vast expanse, stretching infinitely in all directions. There's nothing to run from and nothing to run towards. No matter how it's expressed, it is as it is. All expression seamless and all good. to constantly pin down everything into the literal is a very scary end game. Naked is the best disguise. All experience, whatever it is, abides as naked awareness, completely naked awareness, nothing to change in order to achieve well-being. The perception of suffering is free of suffering. Yet as long as suffering is believed to be something, it is impossible to be free of suffering. In suffering is freedom from suffering. In disturbance is freedom from disturbance. In affliction is freedom from affliction. In extreme negativity is freedom from extreme negativity. This is the sublime nature of everything as it is. Supreme love. To constantly be trying to dart away from what always is it's pointless. It's really pointless. There's no one to dart and nowhere to dart to. And so you see, this is just the way it is. And so the suggestion is to relax. In a short moment, instantaneously, everything is revealed as it is. In a short moment, simultaneously and instantaneously, introduction to awareness, conviction in awareness, and release in awareness is complete. Implicit release of every here and now. This is just the way it is. To attempt to complicate awareness with all kinds of ideas, methods, practices, ways of manipulating and changing all kinds of energies in order to reach some kind of glorious destination that's far off in the future. Woo! All these labels whatsoever, no matter what they are expressive of infinite evenness, of complete equalness, the complete equalness of all labels whatsoever. Particularly the obsessive, uncontrollable interest in self-identity or ego as some kind of a fixed thing that can get one over on awareness, that is always at odds with awareness, that is pushing back, pushing back, pushing back from awareness somehow. How could this be possible? Self-identity is comprised of basic space, the basic space of awareness. It's a fleeting point of view within the all-encompassing point of view of awareness. It is not a point of view containing many other points of view. And so this is just the way it is. Simplicity, totally great simplicity, leaves everything as it is, no matter what it is. Never made into anything, never captured, never fallen into any kind of state that's other. Never possible. Always remains never. Always remains never. No matter what appears, always remains never.